And a very good Thursday morning to you. And we love this whole Dow Gardens area, which incorporates and encompasses the Whiting Forest and all. It'll be easier for our guests to find in the light of day than it was for us in the dark. I wasn't driving and we were lost. So that's a big deal. I felt pretty good about that. Even the GPS said, "Where are we?" And I've never seen a GPS do that before. Was that Waze, Chris? Waze. See, Waze was confused. Anyway, we're here and we're glad because this is one of the nicest spots on earth. And we want you to discover the Dow Gardens and enjoy them very much. I'm sitting across from a guy who's in such great shape. He's the president of the Great Lakes Bay Regional Trails Group, so that would make sense. And we're happy to have Rob Eggers with us this morning. Rob, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
There is something I'd like to talk with you about, and that is body fat, and you don't appear to have any. I would love to give you some of my body fat if I could.
Very good.
So you have a I don't know where I'm going with this. You have a vision of connecting the Great Lakes Bay region with a trail network. You are obviously an avid outdoor enthusiast. You hike, you bike, you do all of that. And so what's the deal here? The idea to connect the region of Saginaw, Midland, and Bay City. And how are you working on that?
Well, it came from an idea probably about 15 years ago. We have a number of premier trails in our region. We have the Pierre Marquette, the Saginaw Valley Rail Trail, and the Bay City Riverwalk. And they're all three are closely associated with their communities, Bay City, Midland, and Saginaw. And I was thinking that, man, it'd be great to link all these, and then we'd link the region too. And so with that, we've been working towards, for the past 15 years, getting the whole region linked with trails and linking those premier trails.
How great is that? And you're the president of Spicer Group, a 250-person engineering, architectural, surveying, and planning firm in Michigan. Frankly, that expertise probably comes into play nicely with this.
They work great together. The knowledge that we have from the background of the company helps us when we get finally to the point of construction and design. We help along with that, along those lines well, too.
Now that we can officially walk the trails without a mask, are you going to see, do you think, an uptick in people being out there on the trails? And what are we going to see in terms of progress this year?
Yeah, 2 points. One last year with COVID, the trails saw a huge uptick.
Really?
Everyone got out on the trails to use the outdoors and enjoy them. We expect much the same this year. And we're, to your second part, Paul, we've got a lot of good construction projects coming up this year as well. We've got a good one that's linking two communities in our region from Freeland to Cotchville Township. There's a gap. There's a 2.5-mile gap there, and we're constructing that this year. And then there is a Dow project that Dow has helped funding along the Tittabawassee River that runs from Midland area to Freeland, and that's going to be constructed this year as well.
God bless Jim Fitterling and all the men and women of Dow.
Oh,
what
I tell
a
you
blessing.
What, they helped this community so much in this region so much. It's great to have them.
It sure is. And they're expanding in their reach in helping all of Michigan.
Yes.
Where can you access the trails?
Yeah, I would say for the listeners out there that some of the key things, I think if you wanted to access the Pierre Marquette, come down into the city of Midland at the Tridge. There's a great trailhead there. In the Bay City area and each East Hotchkiss Road, there's a great trailhead there. And in Saginaw Township at George Olson Park, there's a great trailhead there. I'd say that one more thing to access, this is a lot of information on the radio, but if you go to GreatLakesBayTrails.com, that's our website, and there's an interactive map there. And it would be, you can gather a lot of information, find where to get on the trails, find what trails are open, and there's photos of the trails as well.
Did you say GreatLakesTrails.com, or was it longer than that?
Yeah, thank you. It's GreatLakesBayTrails.com.
GreatLakesBayTrails.com you can get the website, the maps. You can go on Facebook. You can find them and all of that. Some funding coming from Dow, but where else?
Yeah, we have a lot of corporate sponsors and as well as the state. In the state of Michigan, as you probably know, there's the trust fund grants through the Department of Natural Resources, and those have helped us construct many of the trails as well. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Transportation offers grants as well. So we utilize those a lot and then get matching money from places such as Dow and other community foundations.
Rob, how do people listening get involved? Help, yeah. You know, support because they believe in this.
Our whole group is a volunteer group. And we'd say, check out our website. There's a link there that you can get involved. We have an upcoming event in the fall each year. It's called the Trail Mix. And it's just a way to get people out on the trails and create a trail awareness. And then they could volunteer for that event as well. That's going to be September 19th this year.
And you'll find that information at GreatLakesBayTrails.com. I love it, the Trail Mix. Yes. Perfect name. Robert Eggers, president of the Great Lakes Bay Regional Trails Group. The idea, the vision, is to connect the Great Lakes Bay region with the trail network, and he's doing it before our very ears. Anything else we need to know?
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and express this.
I'm glad that you did. I'm glad we could help.